Good morning and happy Sunday, everybody. It's Leadership by Proverbs. We're going to talk about riffraff. Riffraff today. Stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
We're in Proverbs 6. Let's go to verses 12 through 15. 12 through 15. The NIV version says this: a troublemaker and a villain who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks maliciously with his eye, signals with his feet, and motions with his fingers, who plots evil with deceit in his heart, he always stirs up conflict. Therefore, disaster will overtake him in an instant. He will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. Ah, it's good stuff. Let's check out the message version. Riffraff and rascals, I love that. Riffraff and rascals talk out of both sides of their mouth. They wink at each other. They shuffle their feet. They cross their fingers behind their backs. Their perverse minds are always cooking up something nasty, always stirring up trouble. Catastrophe is just around the corner for them. A total smash up. Their lives ruined beyond repair. So what can we learn from this today? Most of us who are, if you're listening to this flash briefing, you're probably not a troublemaker. You're probably not a villain. You're probably not a rascal. You're probably not someone like that. So my takeaway is, you know, be careful of these people. Steer clear of them. Remind yourself that when you get all mad, that sometimes, you know, these people are getting away with murder. These people are getting away, that's a phrase, getting away with all kinds of bad things. Don't forget, God's looking at them. Catastrophe may be just around the corner for them. Their lives could be ruined beyond repair. Disaster may overtake someone in an instant and be destroyed. So sometimes we wonder, well, how come, you know, I'm doing all the right things and I'm leading and I'm being a good person and all these bad people, good things are happening. Don't worry. Don't worry. Sit back and relax. Know that, you know, I'm not saying enjoy the fact that disaster is going to overtake them, but just don't have that evil in your heart and know that sometimes things will happen where people might be destroyed or their lives may be ruined because of the way they're acting. So keep that in mind today. Go out and be a good person. I appreciate you all listening today. It's another great edition. I have no idea if it's great or not. Another edition of Leadership by Proverbs. Have a good Sunday.